Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Lane Shi is a Chinese-born interactive multimedia performer who's been in Paonia for the past few months as a resident at Elsewhere Studios. She dropped by KVNF to talk about her work and her experiences as a Chinese student and artist in America. Here Lane talks about changing her name and her outlook the minute her plane landed in the United States.
When I first get to America in the airport, I have some people from school to pick me up, and I was pretty excited. And so I was like, hey, I can choose my own name if I want right now. Why not? And I close my eyes and I play a game saying like, oh, if I open my eyes, the first thing I saw would be my name. And we're on the highway and I open my eyes and the first thing I saw is left lane and right lane. And I say, why not just Lane? You know, it's a pretty name and stuff.
It is pretty. I like it.
Yeah. And it's lucky, you know, I could be burgers or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I think there must be a lot of things like that when you move to an entirely new country where you can sort of reinvent yourself.
Right.
Were there other things that you did that you were like, what do I want to start over with?
Oh, I do want to start over my personality a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was very quiet and I don't speak. And my school would call my parents being like, oh, she's, you know, she kind of has this autism inside of her. But I'm not. I was just very quiet and I like to, you know, be in my own world and look at things observed more than be the front person. And that's quite interesting that coming here, I realized that it's all on my own now. And who do I want to be? And what do I want to build for myself? And the first thing, I definitely want to shape my personality so I can be more outspoken and communicate and learn from people rather than just sitting there and be quiet.
I'm here with Lane Shi, who's a Chinese-born interactive multimedia performer and artist. And she's currently a resident at the Elsewhere Studios in Paonia. We're going to talk a lot about your work, certainly.
Mm. Yeah.
But what led you to Paonia and what are you working on here specifically?
So after a friend recommend me, who's also a resident at Paonia, whose name is Alessandro Meoni, and he's been my friend for years, and I've been talking about, oh, I wish I have a break to do my own art, and he recommended me to apply for Elsewhere, and I think, why not? So I applied and I got in, and during the time here, I wanted to express and explore the expression differences within language set. So I composed 3 Chinese song and 3 English song and let the audience feel what's the difference when I sing the Chinese song. And people have been telling me that they've been listening and there's a really interesting mood shift and attitude shift when I sing different languages. And
so it's the same song, just sung in a different language.
It's the same theme.
Oh.
But different song, different approach to melodic tones and kind of composition structures of the song.
Yeah. Wow. What are the differences that people are noticing?
So people, when I sing the Chinese song, obviously, they couldn't understand what I was saying, but they found that it's more playful and it's more jumpy and it's more, you know, have like a very naughty attitude. When I sing the English song, it has more of a serious tone into it. Yeah.
Huh. So your work's always been a little bit experimental, and you came to go to school at Berklee College of Music in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at some of the first bands that you were in when you came to the States. You were in a Boston experimental band called Dent.
Right.
And another one called Elizabeth Color Wheel. And I looked at Dent, and Dent was basically a punk band.
Right.
And you were the lead singer.
Yes.
So talk about coming out of your shell. You yeah. pretty much decided to go ahead and be the lead singer of a punk band.
Yeah. yes. At that period, I was very into, I mean, I'm always into heavy stuff, heavy metal. And I went to a lot of shows in Boston, and I have composed a lot. And through an ensemble at Berkeley, I found this guitar player with a lot of pedals. And I was curious, and I asked him, invited him to a jam session, and we played some songs. And later on, the band has formed and changed some members and settled on with Jack as the drummer and Harley as the guitar player and Tristan as the bassist. And we all go through a lot of musical phases, and we release an album, and there's another album is about to be released, and we tour 14 City China tour in the summer of 2016.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah.
And so later that year, in 2016, you devoted yourself to mountain chest singing in different languages and dialects. Can you tell our listeners more about what mountain chest singing is?
So mountain chest singing is this high chest voice bursts out to be very fluent, very flowy, but also with immense power. And back in China, I always found it very beautiful to climb up to a mountain and just sing. And you can hear the echo of the mountain, and I will always harmonize with the echo. And coming here, I sort of busy and kind of synced into this city style, and I don't go out to the mountain very often. And being in the band also, you know, I have to accommodate with everybody's needs in a singing phrase and everything, melodic compositions. So later on, I have thought about my path as an artist, and I really want to bring that out. And I started to practice more, and I started to be close to the nature more, and gradually it becomes to one of my most significant style, the chest singing, and it's this kind of chanting voice that flows into the hall and into the ears.
Is it something that's more commonly known about in China?
So it is. It's very close to the Mongolian singing.
The Mongolian throat singing?
Yeah, the throat singing is another kind of technique, but my singing is not very low. It's very high. So there's a difference between that. However, I found it very, I mean, Mongolian singing is very famous and all. And there's a lot of, there's 56 ethnic groups in China. And I sort of listening to their own kind of recording through festivals, and they have this high chest voice. And in the very early stage of my training to myself, I always try to, you know, imitate what they're doing. And I found that it's very natural to me as well. And I kind of want to bring that element out and kind of as like communication between all the ethnic groups in between China, and bring it to the music style, and kind of have a voice saying that there's a lot of beautiful styles in China, and here is some, but you can explore more, and there's more. Go explore it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song right now that will feature some of the mountain chest singing that you were just talking about. Tell us a little bit about the song we're going to hear.
So Seven Years Tour is a song at the point where I have been living in the U.S. for 7 years, and it's more so of a sound journey of mine, and it's talking about all the experiences I've been encountered in living alone and encounter with beautiful people and also some very extreme situations, and all that I have collecting sounds in my environment, people talking, people chatting, and people singing rather, and people's footsteps, and I all made that into a sound collage into this song, but have a melody and a vibe to each session, and it has three phases, which is first one is me coming from a different background and has this haunting kind of melody to it, and second phrase is I have come to realize and immerse myself into this experience and what had happened, and that session is a very low, quiet session, and the third is I have combined the chanting as like the burst out feelings into all this experience, and what comes out of it is to remember the beauty and to really stand strong and be with the good rather than thinking about the negative.
Mm. Yeah. And this is Lane Shi. 7 Yearster.
Yep.
From Lane Shi, who's here at the studio with me today on Talkin' Music. Lane is a Chinese-born interactive multimedia performer and artist, and she's here in town because she's an elsewhere resident. So I've noticed with your music that you use a lot of metaphors and representations in your work.
Right.
Why do you like to do that? What draws you to that kind of expression?
I think that a metaphor forms is the best way for me to express myself in a very, it's my favorite way, first of all. And second, it not only opens up my portal of feelings, but it also opens up a lot of doors for people. And it depends on what they're feeling. They can open any other door that's presented to them. So, and I also like this kind of anonymous feeling of expression. So people are not too too pierced by a very definite feeling that I'm expressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would say this is very evident in, I watched a video that was self-directed and edited. It was a music video of the song Shaoxing Nomad.
Mm-hmm.
And it premiered in Floated Magazine, a music publication, and this video was made you a semi-finalist in the Rome Prisma Film Awards and a finalist in the Independent Talent International Film Festival.
Yes.
And it's a really interesting video, and it definitely displays, there's a lot of metaphor in it for sure.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what that song is about and what those metaphors meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, by this time, you already know that I have a really eternal kind of identity, which is being a nomad, which is being constantly in different cultures and exploring and traveling. And this song is about traveling and knowing and experiencing. I have held up to some pretty meaningful virtue to me that I have put it in the video. And all the video is made by the footage I collect and during my travels, and the sound is made by the recording, field recording, and samples I collect during the trips. And so talking about those virtues, I have later on presented on poker cards, and I draw all those metaphoric visualization of my virtue on the poker cards, and I just play it on the table, but on the background is all this plastic and cloudy weather. And it's talking about that through all the dark times that we have come through, we need to play our virtue cards. We need to stand alone and think independently and really tell ourselves that what we want to present ourselves to be, but not be influenced by the cloudiness of the crowd or the cloudiness of a nation or the cloudiness of the weather, rather. You know, and the beginning is a kind of a flower box I found, but it's kind of crystal and transparent, and that's a representation of all the precious feelings that we contain in our heart. And no one should ever take away from that, not even ourselves.
Thank you. What do you think are some of the biggest differences between the music and art that you've been exposed to here in the United States and what you were exposed to in China?
In China, there's a lot of topic that people can be immersed in, but there's not much support. But in the US, there's a lot of support and there's a lot of environment for the artists to explore as well. And I found more voices and also progressive voices in the US than in China. And I remember, and also one artist that live in one environment is totally drastically different from one live in another. For example, I remember there's an artist from China whose art project is denied from a museum here because they touched the topic of animal abuse and they have put a lot of animals into their product. And before I even want to talk about it's either right or wrong, I just want to say that the awareness of a subject is very different mentioned in China or in America. And I really, really like the way that US is very progressive and many artists in China is very hardcore. They are not exposed to a lot of topics that are very environmental or human rights because they're not exposed to it as often as the artists in America. Mm-hmm. So
they're almost hardened in an area because the expression is inhibited.
Right. And I found that very interesting. And that's so far why I see that's very different. And also the form that in China, how people presented their works are very different. For example, in music, we don't have house venues. And just because China is a very overpopulated country and most people have condos and even my parents, they just moved to a house. They're at their 50s now and they just got their first house and they worked their whole life through to get a house. And before we all live in a very tiny condo.
And so it's not like they have giant warehouses
right.
available for house parties.
Right, that's correct. And yeah. In America, there's more a home vibe for all kinds of art realm. And it's very DIY organized, which is, I think it's very cool. And I think it's very nourishing to the art communities. And it has a way for more people to have their voice, to express and to present their work. And in China, you have to sort of be a big deal to present your work as an artist or as a musician. Yeah. Mm. So that's...
Do you think the artists, because they are a big deal, that it's almost elevated the art is? And you're not seeing the artist when they're struggling and not doing... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I feel that. For sure. I mean, it's hard to really come close to an artist in China. And unless you're another artist that's very established while here, you can sort of just email them and be like, hey, really like your work. Can I collaborate with you? And what can you expect? You know, a no, that's fine. And in China, there's more of a class to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. And if you're just joining us, I've been speaking with Lane Shi, who's a Chinese-born artist, performer, who's here in Paonia at Elsewhere Studios. And before we go, can people come see you, Lane? Can people look at your work or find your music somewhere?
Yes, I have a Spotify. If you search Otaoni, OTAYONII, you can find me there. And I have two albums. One is single album, one is seven song whole album. that's there. And I also have Bandcamp. Same, you put Bandcamp, Oteoni, it's there. And I have SoundCloud as well. And I also have my own website. You can find every single project that I have done there. It's lanshioteoni.com.
Thank you so much, Lane.
Thank you, Ellie.